Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
You can take movie night to a new level by serving up your own homegrown popcorn. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice. From our expert in the field from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello there, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, Murph has advice on how to grow popcorn. How exciting.
Corn is cool. Corn is king. And it's also among the most popular and most used and domesticated vegetables. You got your sweet corn, obviously, you know, you got your green giant niblets, but you got all the other stuff, the corn syrup and the corn fiber makes all the junk food and sweetens lots of junk food.
Yeah, we all love
that. But hey, you got your corn bread, your corn chowder, your corn cakes, it's all good.
It's all corny.
It's wonderful. Yeah. But popcorn is a little bit different than regular corn because it's a specific corn cultivar.
Yeah.
And there are few to choose from. I notice there's some repetition. There's not a lot of diversity in popcorn, but
there's not a lot of diversity, huh? Okay.
It's kind of cut and dry, but there's some interesting stuff about it. This popcorn plant looks just like corn. It gets 1 to 2 ears per plant in a garden, you know, and it requires the same amount of space.
Mm-hmm. How much space is that?
8 to 10 inches apart, and that's a lot, right?
So. Uh-huh.
There at the compound, at the Kennedy compound, it's all about small space gardening. It might not be the perfect fit there, but it kind of is a preference and taste issue in the garden. And like I say, you're going to plant these 8 to 10 inches apart, 1.5 inches deep. Once you find the popcorn seed that you want to grow, you know, some people have success taking the seed right out of the bag of their favorite brand.
Could you do that, really?
You can.
Okay, now this would be stuff that's just like in a jar, not the microwave stuff.
Right, and you can test it and see if it will grow, and you could soak it in water for 12 hours like you would with any popcorn seed, soak it in water for 12 hours, and then see if you can get it to germinate instead of doing the whole jar, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the preparation and the drying that we'll discuss, that'll take that seed away from being viable and more into the delicious category.
Okay.
All right. And one of the 1 ear of corn, of popcorn, it produces a couple handfuls of kernels, and that's enough for 2 to 4 adults to have a serving of popcorn.
Okay, that's pretty
good. So I
thought
that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there are a lot of people here at Illinois State University in the Department of Biology that are experts in this area.
In popcorn?
And corn in particular, as it turns out. And that's not even in agriculture, right? ISU's got the big guns. We've got corn people in biology and in agriculture.
Well,
here,
you know, this is corn country.
Yeah. And an interesting detail I picked up is getting the seed off the cob, you rub the two cobs together and the seeds just come flying off, right?
Yes.
I thought that was
neat. Like BBs.
And so you're going to plant your corn and it's going to come up just like the corn does in the fields that all the cultivating farmers are chasing down. And
does it take that long? Does it take like all summer long?
Well, the thing is, you want to leave it on the plant, that ear, you want to leave it on the plant as long as possible.
Really? So if I put it in the ground now, I probably don't even want to think about taking it to harvesting it to like October?
Late summer, early fall at the earliest, right?
All righty, then.
So once you do get the corn up and it's grown and you've waited and your patience has been tested and you're looking at these bedraggled corn plants with the ears on them in your garden from the compound windows, that's when you take them off of the plant. And then you're going to have to dry those ears. So there's a couple ways to do it.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, growing your own popcorn. We've got to dry those ears. How do we do that?
We're going to pull the husk back, you know, gather it back like you're tying a ponytail up. And then you're going to hang the corn up in a cool, dry place for 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
3 to 4 weeks.
Oh,
right.
That's a long wait for popcorn.
Right.
But I'll do it.
So I'm starting to see there's a lot of work involved.
There
in
is a lot of work.
Small amount of calories.
I have more admiration for Orville Redenbacher than I've ever had in my life.
Well, you know, they even have modified combines to collect the shorter ears that are closer to the ground. But you're going to hang that corn up, and then after, say, 4 weeks, before you put it all away, you want to test it to see if the kernels pop. Try a couple to see if they pop.
In a hot pan.
In a hot pan or in a microwave. And then if they don't, you want to go to another 1 to 2 weeks of drying.
Wow, right? So drying is really a critical step with regards to popcorn.
It's critical for sure.
Okay.
And that allows the cooking process to take place, whether it's hot air or the conductive heat through the oil in the pan with the lid on it. Either way, the drying is necessary for that to happen. Now, there's another technique that can be used, and, you know, this kind of technique involves 200 degrees in the oven for 12 hours with the oven door open.
Oh, okay.
So that's not for everybody.
No,
right?
If you've got kids in your family, do not do that.
Yeah, there's some hazards involved with that. There's a gas hazard, there's a open combustible fire source hazard, but that's how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I always like to think of old-timey days,
mm-hmm.
there was probably a time, you know, I was like, we haven't turned the heat on yet, kids, but quit your griping. I'm drying popcorn tonight. So, Johnny, you're going to stay up from 6 to midnight, and you're going to do fire guard on the open oven door. Yeah, how did that work out, right?
I don't know, but it must have worked.
Baby, watch the oven all night. You know, and you don't get any sleep, and you don't want any popcorn the next night because you're too tired.
Yeah, because then you have to go into therapy because you had to stay up and watch popcorn all night.
And then the funny thing is, after you do that, oven drying, you still need another 1 to 2 weeks of cool drying.
Wow.
So why just go with the cool air drying and do it for 3 to 4 and add another
and
2 weeks on if you have to?
And it's safer. It's a lot safer. You know, and you know what? By just hanging it up, make it part of the decor
of
your house.
We're going to come back to that.
Oh, okay.
We're going to come back to that too because, you know, after it's all dried, hopefully you've used the hanging drying method and you've had the success, you've test popped. And it's ready to be stored. It's really simple. You can Ziploc it. You can mason jar with the sealed lid. Or you can use the plastic locking lid type Tupperware stuff.
Cool.
And it can go in the shelf or in the fridge, either one. So cool and dry. So I thought we could round up our chat and talk about some cornographic images.
Oh, cornographic images. Okay. Is it safe for work?
It's safe. The FCC will not come kicking down our door with the jackbooted thugs.
Okay.
But we got the Japanese hole-less. That means free of a hole.
Okay.
Less stuff sticking in your teeth. And it grows and it produces a yellow to white colored kernels on an ear.
Okay, that's nice.
And then to expand on that cornographic image, there's a strawberry popcorn, which is really common, and it's pretty because the husks are kind of pinkish with the red kernels.
So that will make a really good decor while you're driving it.
Yeah, that's right. So you could either P. Allen Smith it, or you could Martha Stewart it, or you could Murph and grow it and have it hanging around and show it off.
That's beautiful.
And then there's the ornamental mini blue.
No, blue.
So now we got red, white, and blue corn.
Oh, man.
In the jars, right? Because you could mix it all together and give it away for Christmas presents and stuff. That would be
what
really
a great
cool
idea.
And then there's another one that is the red husk spectrum ornamental popcorn.
Oh, so is it strictly ornamental?
No, it's not. It's cool looking, but you can pop it.
Cool.
And here's the deal.
Yeah.
Blue, teal, and yellow kernels all on the same ear.
Man.
It's so beautiful.
Who developed that? Genius person.
While it's sitting out drying,
that.
You can just turn the TV off and sit and watch the corn dry.
This is how we have fun in central Illinois. Okay, Murph, some great tips there for growing one's own popcorn. Now, next week on GLT's Grow, beware the gypsy moth and jumping worm. We're going to be talking about these pests next week. Now, do you have a gardening question? Maybe you've got a problem you'd like Murph to take on. We'll go to our website, wglt.org/grow. You fill in the form and you send it along to us. We would love to hear from you, and we do welcome photographs. Take a photograph of a sick plant or what have you. We'd love to hear from you and just submit those questions. Again, on our website, we'd love to hear from you, wglt.org/grow.